Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
What's up, my candy corn eaters?
Hey there. Chocolate covered pumpkin.
I got a little something special planned for, maybe in a week or two in regards to candy corn on this morning show.
Okay.
I'm putting together a music video.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's going to be called Candy Corn is Crap.
Oh, all right.
So
okay.
Get ready for that to drop. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge.
Do you need some extras for your music video?
I might have to, yeah.
Okay.
I want to make my way down to this Spirit Halloween store and see if they have a candy corn hat that I can put on.
I bet
they have to.
They have to.
We better go today before it's sold out.
That's where you get one of those.
That's also true.
I need one of those in my music video. So we'll be doing that later. What's going on? Speaking of October 1st, so I'm not a big horror movie guy. I've never really enjoyed scary movies. They just don't do it for me because I find them so incredibly cheesy. So I just don't really watch them. But for some reason, last night I was like, screw it. It's been years since I actually made it through a whole scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make October Scary Movie Month for Jeremy.
There you go.
So, you know, I'm going to use that as my treadmill motivation over the next month. I'm just going to throw on scary movies. And last night I kicked things off with Trucker Dale versus Evil. Ever heard of it? I made about 45 minutes into it, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
The title alone tells you that is not the movie you want to watch.
But
why
I did.
Why did you do that?
It's one of those ones where I see it pop up all the time on scary movie recommendations. I recognize the poster, the image for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it just the title itself is just so ridiculous.
It is.
It's supposed to be some kind of minor cult classic, I guess. So I'm watching Trucker Dale versus Evil.
Is that the same as Tucker and Dale versus Evil?
I don't know. Or is it Tucker Dale?
Oh, I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Or is it Trucker?
Tucker and Dale versus Evil is the one where it's like they think they get kidnapped in the woods, and the two hillbillies, Tucker and Dale.
Is Dave a trucker or not? Because I am.
Well, Dave
like,
isn't part of this. Dale.
Hold on, it might be Tucker. I might have misread it.
Okay. Are we all misreading things this morning?
No. Hold on. Oh, you're right, dude. It is. Oh. So it's Tucker and Dale.
I've seen Tucker and Dale. Okay.
I thought it was Trucker.
Well, I was like, I don't remember him
being
a Trucker.
Listen, I started it last night really late.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Yeah.
Better now.
My bad.
Okay.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Dale's not even a trucker.
No.
This is hilarious.
But it fit because, like, the first, like, 20 minutes of the movie is them in a truck.
Yes. I can see how it totally back you up. Yes.
Yeah. So I was totally thrown off. Okay,
the best thing
Tucker.
Ever.
This is why I don't watch scary movies.
It's still not a good movie. It's not.
Guys, it's so bad. It's so bad, but I'm going to finish it.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because, like, I made it this far, and I need a stupid scary movie. So.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, though. I like to choose some scary movies from, like, the older... Because, like, I haven't seen the movies from the 70s and 80s that were the big-time scary movies. Like, I didn't see
either.
Friday the 13th. I didn't see those.
I've seen all them.
And so October is my month where I try to choose some of those older scary movies, and...
I've never seen the original Nightmare on Elm Street, and I couldn't find it on any of the streaming services.
So you have to buy that. They don't have them on
stream.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I've never seen that. I've never seen the original Gremlins. That's another one I want to watch.
I am shocked right now.
The other one that popped up I'm going to watch is called Monster Squad.
I haven't seen that one.
Look that one up. You'll recognize the cover, I think, of that one, too. I think it was in the 80s that Monster Squad came out.
Huh.
It's like all the monsters come together.
Yep. I've not seen that one, but I know that,
Frankenstein, and I think that'll be my next one after... Trucker Dale.
Oh my gosh, that's the best thing that could have happened today.
Shut up, screw you guys.
I just noticed those horror movies, it's so funny because they're so cult classics, but they do not hold up.
They're so bad, dude. Over
the test of time.
They're so bad.
The sound is so off because they were made in like the 70s and 80s, and it's so bad. The screams are so loud. The dialogue is so quiet.
I think what's so funny, too, about all these old ones, and not to sound like a pervert, but it's like true in all these scary movies. There's just always this random nude scene, you know, where it's like it is not needed at all.
Yeah,
that's how they keep people coming back.
It's so unnecessary that there's just a shower scene.
Yeah,
last night at the beginning of Tucker and Dale, let's go skinny dipping. Yeah, we're in the woods. Random boobs, you know, and it's like really it wasn't even necessary.
Well, do you know why? It's because
that's the opening scene of Friday or. Either Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th. Remember?
Yeah.
One of the girls is changing. Like, right in
it's
the opening scene.
But you remember, back then, you could not, did you search that scene
right.
on YouTube?
That was like,
you had to watch the whole movie, and it was usually your buddy who said, hey, about a quarter of the way through, you get to see yeah. boobs. Like, yeah. That's how it happened back
For
then.
For me, growing up, we would always rent the movie Sleepaway Camp 2. Because Sleepaway Camp 2, there's all sorts of unnecessary nudity all through that movie. And being young, probably middle school boys, it was like, let's rent this one again.
Yeah. No, it's
And at
that's
that point, you're like,
happens.
43 minutes, 36 seconds in. That's
knew.
Where we go.
Let's go ahead and fast forward.
Right.
So
to
anyway,
it.
That's really why I'm watching them this month.
There you go.
Speaking of murder, death, kill, Josh is out and about killing animals yesterday.
Gosh.
I didn't mean to. I was doing a very nice thing for my grandma. It was probably the last mow of the summer season, as I needed to go and help her do some yard work and mow her grass okay. and everything like that. And, you know, when you are mowing the lawn, you run over random things and it kind of like the lawnmower will go like,
yeah.
and then it just does it.
Yeah.
Well, I did that yesterday and... out the side of the mower, my lawnmower literally spat out a snake.
Awesome.
And I obliterated that
oh,
thing.
Yeah. No.
I didn't see it. I had no idea it was there. And she lives, like, her backyard backs up to an open field, like a massive open field. And so snakes are coming in all the time. I've experienced snakes all the time. I've never hit one, though. So I'm just doing my own thing. Do-do-do-do-do. And I crushed it. I mean,
yeah.
I literally, I did. Not in a good way. I obliterated
there,
this
dude.
Thing. And it
there.
Was, I couldn't even find the head. Like, it's so funny. The back of the body.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first thing I
Multiple
hit.
Pieces.
Yeah, yeah. The back of the body was mostly, kind of looked like it went through a cheese grater, but mostly intact. And I have a picture of it, Katie.
Show Katie the picture.
I can't see it.
No, I've been there. The snakes are so stupid. They hide there in the grass.
And they don't
you
move.
Don't hear the lawnmower coming? Move! Get out the
Slither
way!
For your life!
Seriously?
Like,
yeah. I've hit a few in my backyard. We live really close to a lake, so we get a lot of snakes in our backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And I have. Sadly, I was one time out there teaching. I think it was Reed, probably, how to use the weed whacker.
Did you weed
the
whack
trimmer?
A snake?
Oh. And as I'm going along the edges, this dumb snake pops his head out, like right at the moment that I'm doing it, and ring. And then my kid, who's young, is like, ah!
Oh. And you had to show him the Lion King and tell him it's a circle of life.
Yeah. I'm like, I lopped that snake's head right
off.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't mow the lawn, though, is I would kill a snake and then stop and cry.
Cry?
I would cry.
The
I
impressive
would cry.
Thing was, this was a pretty big snake. It looked like a bull snake to me. It wasn't like a garter snake,
yeah.
I don't think. It was a pretty good-sized one.
It was pretty big. Like
yeah. It was probably maybe an adolescent one because my lawnmower went, yeah. And I was like, oh, no.
What a way to go, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it was quick.
What
I mean,
a
he
way
had
to
no
go.
Head. It was
decapitated.
Yeah. Just scoop it up and take it to the vet.
But I've never. I will say, true. I've never
help
done
me.
That.
Please help me.
Please help.
They're like,
me
"Where's
snake.
The head?" I have no idea.
Please put him back together.
Please.
Like Humpty Dumpty had a great
Instruct
fall.
My constrictor, please.